Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word and Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you in the United States listening to this broadcast. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome. Welcome Iraq, Algeria, Philippines. Welcome. And to every country that's listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen, and glory be to God. We thank God for another blessed day. As we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, amen. We are on a new part of a series, and it's titled The Man of Sin. The Man of Sin. And we're going to be talking about this from the Word of God and giving you what the Word of God say and giving you some information on it also. Glory be to God. So I thank God for such an opportunity like this. And this ties all in into the work of the Lord, the plan of the Lord, what God is doing in these last days, what he's about to bring about. Amen. Glory to God. So as we wait for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, for another blessed day and opportunity. Father, we ask that you will word our mouth to bring glory and honor to your name and touch the hearers as they tune in to the broadcast. We pray that your spirit be with us and release to us what we stand in need of this day, and that is understanding of your word. Father, Lord God, as we sow the seed, we ask that you water and bring forth the increase. So touch the people all over everywhere who are listening to this broadcast. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are opening up. We have a 30-minute broadcast, me and my brother here tonight. It is dealing with the man of sin, the man of sin. Amen. Now, in this, either in this part of the series or the one coming up, I just want to say this to those of you who are listening and you've maybe heard us on the broadcast before, or maybe this is your first time. We're going to be talking about the man of sin, and we're going to bring up the popes. And, you know, some of you who may be Roman Catholic, you may get offended because you're going to say, hey, Pope is not man of sin. Ain't no Pope's man of sin. I just pray that God would unveil this to you, because even though we may give the information, it still take the revelation from God by what you're giving. And that's why, you know, we tell everyone that's listening, you don't have to just take our word for it. Take what we're giving you back to God. Amen. So I wanted to say that before I start. So, having said, let us go to the second book of Thessalonians chapter 2. The second book of Thessalonians chapter 2. Glory to God. Thank God for the written word of the Lord. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to look at these verses here. I'm going to be on verse 3. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God once again, giving another opportunity, brother, to dive in on this subject, give people the word of God. And once again, we get a chance to continue to hurt that devil all over again.
Amen.
Because I know the word of God is his personal torment, and we just glad to continue to feed it to him. Amen.
Amen.
I am 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'm going to look at verse 3 as we are talking about the man of sin tonight, the man of sin. And this is really the part one. And we're dealing with the man of sin, and all this is tied in into the work of the Lord, what he's going to do, because God is letting you know that even in his word that even when the early church went through the persecution, the faithful being killed, and those unfaithful falling off from the truth, that there was going to arise one or more than one, as we'll talk about in a minute, who would try to take a place where God has not put him. Okay? And as I said at the beginning of this broadcast, some of you who are listening as we go on this series and probably another part of the series, we're going to be bringing up about popes. And like I said, if you're Roman Catholic, you know, you might get offended. We're not here to personally offend you, but we have to give you the word of truth. And that's why I say that whatever we give to you, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Paul said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, the word of God here, Paul said that talking about is the day that Christ returned. He was not saying it's not going to happen at all. What he was saying is there was something else had to happen before Christ returned. This is why, you know, another reason why I disagree with the, quote, pre-tribulation rapture teaching when we saying that any day we can be gone now, because the word of God lists different things that has to happen before Christ returned, and those things have not happened yet. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And so if you put Christ to come at any day, that means that he didn't skip over his own order. And if God is that type of being, how can we trust God to be a God of order if he's skipping over his own order? Okay?
Amen.
So this is why I don't agree with this. Now, he mentioned the falling away first, which we have been talking about that, where there were some who professed to be believers have forsaken the faith. They had turned away from God, renounced Jesus, and turned away and broke their loyalty to God. But here he mentions someone else, too, that has to be revealed. And this has to happen, get this, before Christ return. That's why he said that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And so he talks about this man of sin that has to be revealed. Now, the question is, what do we need to understand about this man of sin? Now, one of the first things, and I want to speak on this for a couple minutes, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother, that we need to understand about this man of sin that Paul is talking about here in verse 3, is that this man of sin here, and my brother have mentioned it before on other broadcasts that we did, and I wanted to mention it again, that this man of sin that Paul referred to, it doesn't refer to a single man, okay? It refers to a succession or a collective body of men. In other words, all through time, going up to the last one. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Because remember, it is not off the mark where that, for example, where a body or a number of men be put under the character of one. In other words, give you an example. Remember, we went in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, and it talks about a woman clothed with the sun, okay, and with the moon under her feet. Now, we talked to you about who that woman represents. The woman represents the church. Well, there are many members in the church, okay, but they're put under one character as the church, a woman. John the Revelator didn't say, "I saw women, great women." He said, "a woman." Okay, so this is a collective group of people put under one single character. Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Just like in Revelation 17, the same way. When you read about the whore that sits on many waters, where this is not talking about a single woman. Okay, it's talking about all the members who make up dealing this one woman. They are put under the character as a one woman. That represents the evil church. Okay.
Amen.
And I'm giving you scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, The word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, though we are many members, there is but what? One body. And so that's why the members are called the body, not the bodies of Christ, but the body of Christ, okay? All members put under the character of one, representing in one body, okay? So this man of sin, and as we go on in the series, we want you to understand that this man of sin, we won't be referring to just one person doing this. We're going to be referring to a succession going up to the main one. Glory be to God. And this main one who done things and doing things that is not of God. So I'm going to stop it there now, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this man of sin, okay? Hallelujah. He's got marks, just like my brother just got to telling you, okay? He's got signs, okay? And one of the things that Jesus Christ says about the man of sin is that in one of these places, in one of these verses, it says he's the son of perdition. Okay.
Amen.
Do you know who Jesus Christ referred to as the son of perdition in the scriptures?
Amen.
He referred to Judas as the son of perdition. Now, why did he refer to Judas as being a son of perdition? Well, in one scripture in the gospel it says that Jesus Christ knew that one of his apostles was a devil. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. That's what the son of perdition is. He's one that's chosen of God to be a man of God, but he turns and becomes something else. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you understand that? Hallelujah. How he betrayed Jesus, how he sold Jesus out, how he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver? Was it 30 or 40 pieces? I think it was 30 pieces, right? 30 pieces of silver.
Amen.
He sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, okay? Thank Jesus. Now, I don't care why he did it. All I know is that he did it, okay? And this made him a devil, okay? The Lord said that Jesus Christ was eating with him at the table, right? And Jesus Christ said, he said to John, the apostle, he said, one that dipped his bread in a dish with me, that same one is he that's going to betray me, okay? John, the only one knew who he was, okay, but the rest of them didn't know that he was the devil, okay, but he was the devil. And so Jesus Christ said, that which you do it quickly. Thank you, Jesus. He was working for the devil. He was the devil's son, okay? Now, God chose him. He could have chose Jesus Christ. He could have walked out to Jesus Christ, and he could have fulfilled his mission in Christ. But he chose not to do that, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You have to remember when Jesus Christ chose Judas, okay? He didn't hate Judas. He didn't dislike Judas, okay? He didn't mistreat Judas, okay? Treated Judas just like he treated the other apostles, okay? But Judas was a devil. And he stole from the bag, okay? That lets you know what he was, okay? The money that people had given them, okay? You know, they had given them. He was keeping the money bag, okay? And he would steal money from there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's more than one way to steal from the Lord, okay? But that's one way to do it directly, okay? Just take it. You got the money,
yeah.
Out of there, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, that scripture is found in John 17, chapter the 12th verse, okay, where Jesus said that the son of perdition, that that's the only one that wasn't saved, the son of perdition.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when Jesus said this, when Jesus said that in the 17th chapter of John, okay, when he said that, do you realize when he said that when he was doing that prayer, that Judas had not come yet to betray him, okay? He had already betrayed him to the high priest, okay? But he hadn't come yet to kiss him, okay, in the garden. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, these prophecies, okay, which the Lord give us, okay, and my brother was on the third verse, right? Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, he came, this man of sin, okay, which is the devil's people came into the body of Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Many people came into the body of Christ, but they wasn't of the body. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. They came to the Lord, but they didn't stay with the Lord, okay? And that's what the man of sin is, okay? He's a man that pretends to be Christ-like, pretends to be holy, pretends to be God's man, but he's not. He's the son of perdition. He's the son of the devil.
Amen.
Now, you got that straight out now. That's what the man of sin is. Now, who is the man of sin? The man of sin is the Pope.
Amen.
He's in that. Pope's the succession of the line, hallelujah, of the man of sin. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And when you're looking at any one of them, you're looking at the man of sin. And this man of sin title is a title that, hallelujah, extends from one time to another, okay? Hallelujah. And it extends through the years, okay? So when you're looking at one man, it's not that one man, it's all the men together. That's the man of sin, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like there's the Antichrist, okay? Now, the man of sin is also the Antichrist.
Amen.
Thank you. How do you know he's the Antichrist? Because everything that he plans, okay, is always against the Word of God, okay? And it doesn't go according to the Word of God. He changes things, okay? That's what the man of sin does. He changes.
Amen.
And what does he? He changes God's word. He changes God's commandments. Okay. Do you know under the Roman Catholic Church they have changed the Ten Commandments? Do you know that?
Hallelujah.
A lot of you didn't know that, did you? Well,
yeah.
They have. Okay. Because their commandments are different than the ones that are written in the Bible. Okay. They have changed theirs, and they've taken one of the commandments out of there, okay? But you got to, you know, you got to understand what it. But it's in their books. This change.
Amen. Amen.
Now the man of sin changes things, okay? He changed things around. What's another thing he changed? They went back to worshiping what? Idols.
Amen.
They went back to idol worship, okay? They set up idols. They talking about worshiping the saints, worshiping the dead ones, okay? Worshiping the martyrs, okay? Worshiping, hallelujah, worshiping statues, okay? There's nothing wrong with worshiping Jesus, okay? But you're not even supposed to statue of Jesus. You're not supposed to make a statue of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Amen.
You were not supposed to make a statue of anything in heaven or earth or anything, or depict anything. I don't care what it is. You're not supposed to do that. That's idol worship, idolatry. Thank you, Jesus. And
you, Jesus.
What did Jesus Christ say? What did Jesus Christ say about idol worshipers? All idol worshipers are going to hell. Okay?
Amen.
Now, that's the truth. That's the word, God's truth, okay? Now, a lot of us didn't want to hear that, but that's the truth, okay? Now, I'm going to leave off there, okay, and I'm going to give it back to the hands of my brother, okay? And I'll see you tomorrow.
Amen. 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 And we, like my brother said, we're going to continue on with this tomorrow. We just gave you an opening. As I said before, you know, some of you, if you're listening, and you might say, hey, I'm a member of the Roman Catholic Church. Ain't no pope, no man of sin. You know, hey, I understand you standing up for him, but I'm telling you like this. That's why my special prayer is for any of you that are Roman Catholic and you're listening, that God does a magnificent revelation to you.
Yes.
Because I know that many times we as people, if our mind is fixed on something, and even though truth can be given, we are prone to reject it. And with some people, it takes a mighty move of God in revelation to reveal to them, you know, the truth. And some people, you know, I put it this way, you know, all our hearts are not the same in every matter. Some people are harder. Their heart's a little bit harder than others in particular areas. So God has to show it in a mighty way to them. And some of them will turn. They'll repent and they turn. Is this going to be all of them? No, all of them is not. But some of them will. But my brother and I, we have to deliver this message because all this history is important. Going up to the last day, very important, even to when we get to the work that the Lord is doing in this end time, okay? So keep that in mind, you know, as we do these series. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, hey, we are on part one of this tonight. Lord say the same will be on part two. We'll continue to talk to you about what the Word of God has to say about the man of sin. We'll be going into the different scriptures to show unto you what the Word of God has to say. And this is something that, you know, God has commissioned us to tell you that you may be warned. So let us pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the word of God tonight and the opportunity you've given us. Lord God, we pray tonight that you would bless the listeners. And Lord God, that you would touch their hearts by your spirit. Lord, begin to reveal this truth unto those who seek truth. And Lord God, we pray that you will open their mind, open their vision, that they may see the truth and that the truth may set them free. So, Lord God, this day we give you glory and honor, and we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, we got another broadcast coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And then tomorrow, my brother and I, we will be back at 7 o'clock with a full hour and a half broadcast. We will be doing the Man of Sin Part 2, so look for the advertisement then. So therefore, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.